Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Miller Lite just went woke in the midst of one of the biggest marketing blunders of all time from Bud Light, with their sales dropping. With me, at least in my local area, I was talking to some local bar owners and local bartenders, and they're like, no one will touch a Bud Light. All you have to do to stand out these days and take a huge market share away from the other beer companies is, one, do nothing at all, just don't be woke. Or two, which I would strongly suggest, come out with some pro-men, pro-masculine, go towards your target audience and sweep that market share in to your products. I don't understand who they're hiring, but Miller Lite just went woke. We're going to break down this ad because there are some little subtleties of it that will just boggle your mind when you look into it of why they did this. I have no clue, but let's dive in. And here it is for you.
Here's a little known fact. Women were among the very first to brew beer ever. From Mesopotamia to the Middle Ages to colonial America, women were the ones doing the brewing.
All right, we're going to start right there. Women were the ones doing the brewing. I don't know. Maybe that's true. I haven't looked into this, but all I want to know is, who is your market audience? Is your Miller Lite, or if you're Bud Light, who do you typically think about of who drinks beer, men or women? Everything I've ever known my whole life, it would be men are the beer drinkers. That is what it's targeted to. And she starts the first 11 seconds talking about women. Okay.
Centuries later, how did the industry pay homage to the founding mothers of beer? They put us in bikinis. Wow. Look at this. Wild. It's time beer made it up to women. So today, Miller Lite is on a mission to clean up not just their shit, but the whole beer industry's shit.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. This is only the second time I've watched this. So they're targeting this to women, I think, to try to take the Bud Light women that were all offended about having Dylan Mulvaney as their like Bud Light Woman of the Year. So they're trying to get women to drink Miller Lite. Maybe, I guess. All right, I guess I can see the play there. Except one of the things that beer was known for, right? Look at all these advertisements. This is, again, why it's been targeted to men. And she's saying this is trash. Now, you can see she's plainly dressed on purpose. Very plainly dressed, making fun of the bikini women here.
Beer made it up to women. So today, Miller Lite is on a mission to clean up not just their shit, but the whole beer industry's shit. Miller Lite has been scouring the internet for all this shit and buying it back so that we can turn it into good shit for women brewers. Literally, good shit. How, you ask? Ladies, take it away. First, we turn the batch into compost. Then we feed compost to worms.
Let me see if I'm understanding this. Let me see. They're, okay, I gotta remember, I'm 48 seconds in. So they're taking the bad stuff, the bad advertisements of degrading women or something, even though I thought, you know, it's all about women empowerment and make the choices. Hey, if you got the body, ladies, cash in on it, like OnlyFans and everything else this media promotes. But nope, can't have the bikini women. No, no, no. Shred that up. And apparently, they're turning that into, my understanding is they're buying up old ads that they had of bikini women. They're recycling it into compost to good stuff for whatever's coming next.
Oh, you ask? Ladies, take it away. First, we turn the batch into compost. Then we feed compost to worms. Push out beautiful fertilizer. That good helps farmers grow quality hops,
which is then donated to women brewers to make their own really good sh-.
But there's definitely more sh- out there. In your attic, in the garage, in your parents' basement, send any sh- you got to Miller Lite, and they'll turn that into good sh- too. Oh. So here's to women, because without us, there would be no beer.
No way! Okay, I'm trying to understand this, guys. If they're not just trying to bankrupt their company, It's gotta be, right? Is that your guys' understanding? Is this is taking a shot at Bud Light, kind of putting a man as their woman spokesperson, and now they're trying to sweep up the beer drinkers to Miller Lite, I think. To benefit hundreds of women brewers, again, it's all about women. Don't know that that's the target audience, but that's okay. So, all right, I guess my understanding, yeah, I think that is what they're doing. They're targeting this, and I think the reason they're taking all these like degrading women posts, I think they're obviously going after, you know, Bud Light gets the woke women, if there are any beer drinkers that are, you know, women. Bud Light gets them now with their ad. So I think this is going towards conservative women, maybe? Ones that don't want degraded women. And then it's also about, but it's also about female empowerment, women-owned bars, women brewing. I don't understand. They say in marketing, when there's too much confusion, you lose the buyer. I'm a little confused. What do you guys think? Tell me your thoughts there. But then we got to go over some of these comments. So I'm on Benny Johnson's Twitter here, at Benny Johnson. This is what happens when 20-something gender studies majors invade corporate boardrooms and wage woke crusades against their own consumers. Another one fallen today, RIP Miller Lite. Let's just see if there's any good comments on this one. I thought it was another terrible SNL skit. This sounds like a team effort. Get ready for other beers to follow suit. It does. It seems like they're all trying to just... Maybe they're trying to change our culture and get everyone to stop drinking beer and alcohol. They're doing a good job with all these... this wokeness. Is this real? This is great. She is so unattractive. I guess they dropped this ad a month ago. Well... it's being exposed now. Make supermodels great again. Okay, so I did see this. So I want to go up here a little bit on this guy's Twitter. Miller Lite really chose this person to be the face of their working class beer brand. These ad agencies are suicidal. I thought I recognized her from somewhere. Okay, so this super woke girl. Oh, she was probably the biggest name trying to mainstream armpit hair for women. No way. Is that her? Is that actually her? Is that her? So we'll have to look into that. Gross. She should be doing commercials for Bush. Nice. All right. There's a little George Soros, Hillary. Just got back from a coven meeting. How many beer companies need to get woke and go broke before they understand that we do not like the woke brands and all the social justice they are spewing? I'll just say this, guys, before we wrap this up. My brother, he doesn't get much into politics. He was always a Bud Light drinker. And he actually said, when he saw the Dylan Mulvaney, he was done drinking Bud Light. And I had a couple buddies like that too that aren't even into politics, but they're just like, that was enough to change. It's like, what beer is going to be left? Anyone out there that knows how to brew some good beer, just get a decent marketing team and you can just take over these days. All right, guys, we'll leave it there. What do you think? What was the meaning? What was the purpose of this ad? I don't understand it. Unless it was to target conservative, progressive women, though. It's like conservative women that don't want to be, seen as just promiscuous, right? The bikini ads, that's more conservative. But then they got the progressive women that are the bar owners, whatever they're marketing. I don't get it. I just don't understand, guys. Maybe someone else does. Let me know. Don't forget, subscribe. Like, comment, share the video. Definitely subscribe.